Good morning, beloved, and thank you for joining me on this beautiful Monday morning as we begin our day off together in God's Word. Today we're in 1 Chronicles chapter 13, and in this record, the covenant box has been in Kiriath Jearim for about 20 years. You can read about that in Samuel 7:2, 1 Samuel 7:2. David makes arrangements to bring the covenant box, and that's what this version of the Bible is calling the Ark of the Covenant, back to Jerusalem. Uzzah, one of the men chosen to guide the chart on which the covenant box is placed, touches the box to prevent it from falling and is struck dead. Out of fear, David decides to leave the covenant box, the Ark of the Covenant, at the home of Obed-Edom, in the city of Gath. And as we begin our Bible reading together this week, God's saving words for us are praise and thanksgiving. So let's begin reading 1 Chronicles chapter 13 at verse 1. King David consulted with all the officers in command of units of 1,000 men and units of 100 men. Then he announced to all the people of Israel, "If you give me your approval, and if it is the will of the Lord our God, let us send messengers to the rest of our people and to the priests and the Levites in their towns and tell them to assemble here with us. Then we will go and get God's covenant box, which was ignored while Saul was king." The people were pleased with the suggestion and agreed to it. So David assembled the people of Israel from all over the country, from the Egyptian border in the south to Hamath Pass in the north, in order to bring the covenant box, the Ark of the Covenant, from Kiriath Jearim to Jerusalem. David and the people went to the city of Baala, that is to Kiriath Jearim in the territory of Judah, to get the Ark of the Covenant, and which bears the name of the Lord enthroned above the winged creatures. At Abinadab's house, they brought out the Ark of the Covenant and put it on a new cart. Uzzah and Ahiah were guiding the cart, and while David and all the people danced with all their might to honor God, they sang and played instruments, harps and drums and cymbals and trumpets. As they came to the threshing place at Chidon, the oxen stumbled, and Uzzah reached out and took hold of the Ark of the Covenant. At once the Lord became angry with Uzzah and killed him for touching the Ark. He died there in God's presence. And so that place has been called Perez Uzzah ever since. David was furious because the Lord had punished Uzzah in anger. Then David was afraid of God and said, "How can I take the Ark of the Covenant with me now?" So David did not take it with him to Jerusalem. Instead, he left it at the house of a man named Obed-Edom, a native of the city of Gath. And it stayed there 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom's family and everything that belonged to them. And today's key verse is 1 Chronicles 13:8, where it says, "David and all the people danced with all of their might to honor God." You know, this was supposed to be a wonderful event, a great memory, a great event in the history of God's people, to bring the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem. Unfortunately, God had left specific instructions on how the Ark was to be transported, and David and everybody else, they just presumed. There's that sin of presumption again. Presumed upon God and said, "No, we'll put it on a cart and we'll have that cart drawn by oxen, and that will be easier on everybody to get the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem." And the only problem is that when the oxen stumbled and the cart was shaken, it looked like the Ark would have been dashed to the ground, and so one of the men there that was in charge of moving that box he reached out and tried to save the Ark, but that didn't happen. Uzzah reached out and took hold of the Ark, and at once the Lord became angry with Uzzah and killed him for touching the Ark. See, God had already provided a way mankind, no matter how good their intentions were, decided to ignore God's way and yet expected a blessing from God. How often that happens with church people today. They expect God's blessings in their lives, but they're not willing to do what God has already planned. Let's pray. Sovereign God, your name is holy, and I revere your sacred name. May all I do and say this day give glory and honor to you. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to a close, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, when King David prepares to bring the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.